Welcome to the Cybersecurity Podcast, where we explore the ever-evolving world of digital security, providing insights, tips, and discussions to help you navigate the complex landscape and protect yourself online. In recent Apple news, a company is bolstering the security of its iMessage platform with the introduction of the contact key verification feature. This feature is designed to improve user privacy and identity verification, thereby guarding against emerging threats. Apple's move comes amid growing concerns over data breaches and privacy violations and is, therefore, most welcomed. However, there are some negative concerns too. Reports have surfaced about a potential vulnerability that could expose passwords and Safari browsing history on iOS and macOS platforms. Because passwords and browsing history are private and sensitive data, this vulnerability is indeed concerning. On the positive side, Apple has rectified a long-standing bug compromising an iOS privacy feature. While specific details about this bug are undisclosed, it is encouraging to see Apple's proactive approach in enhancing its privacy features and patching existing loopholes in their systems. In addition, news of a potential Safari side channel attack has been highlighted that could lead to browser data theft on recent Apple devices. This attack capitalizes on vulnerabilities in the Safari browser side channels, highlighting the necessity of remaining vigilant and consistently updating our security measures. In summary, Apple is making significant progress in strengthening the security and privacy of its products. And while certain vulnerabilities have been exposed, the company's active pursuit of addressing these concerns brings some reassurance. With advancing technology, it becomes imperative for users to stay informed and safeguard their data with necessary precautions. In recent CyberTrust Massachusetts news, there's a remarkable update in the realm of cybersecurity. The state of Massachusetts has generously granted $2.3 million to reinforce the statewide cybersecurity framework. This grant, entrusted by leading cybersecurity authority Healy Driscoll to CyberTrust Massachusetts, signifies a significant contribution towards strengthening the state's defenses against cyber threats and data breaches. The aim is to enhance municipal cybersecurity across the state, ensuring the safety and integrity of government systems and protecting sensitive data. As cyber threats continue to evolve and grow increasingly sophisticated, Massachusetts understands the importance of staying ahead. Investing in the protection of both public and private sectors, it seeks to build a resilient cybersecurity ecosystem. The grant will facilitate the implementation of cutting-edge technologies and the best practices in order to mitigate potential cyber risks. Through this initiative, we're witnessing Massachusetts' commitment to safeguarding sensitive data, preserving individual and organizational privacy, and their dedication to cybersecurity. Given the critical role cybersecurity plays in our contemporary digital society, having CyberTrust Massachusetts lead the charge ensures our state's cyber infrastructure is in capable hands. This concludes our update on the essential grant received to bolster Massachusetts' cybersecurity framework. Stay connected for the latest news from the world of CyberTrust as we continue to provide you with the most recent updates. Tensions in the Gaza Strip are escalating due to targeted raids by the Israeli Defense Forces, IDF, on Hamas locations. These actions by the IDF act as a response to continuous rocket attacks on Israel from Gaza. The raids aim to debilitate Hamas infrastructure and deter additional aggression. Meanwhile, the clash between Israel and Hamas has extended into the digital sphere. Both parties are intensifying their level of cyber attacks as part of growing propaganda warfare. These cyber operations focus on strategic infrastructure, communication networks, and information systems. This emergence of virtual warfare by both Israel and Hamas adds a new digital aspect to the conflict, with substantial implications. Separately, South Korean and U.S. forces conducted joint military drills in light of a possible Hamas-style attack by North Korea. These exercises are designed to enhance preparedness and cooperation between the two allied nations to confront potential threats emanating from North Korea. That concludes our Hamas news summary. Stay updated with us for more evolving developments. In the latest Lazarus news, there are troubling developments involving the notorious hacking group, Lazarus. They recently launched a new campaign that has raised eyebrows among security experts due to their knack for exploiting security company products, demonstrating their expertise in bypassing supposedly foolproof defenses. Moreover, Lazarus hackers have been able to infiltrate a software vendor several times, despite its attempts to fix vulnerabilities and issue alerts. Through these continuous invasions, they were able to deploy the signed malware, escalating worries over their capabilities and goals. These incidents highlight the importance of unwavering alertness in cybersecurity. Lazarus continues to prove their ability to change and progress, constituting a significant risk to not just software and security firms, but also those at risk linked to their operations. Continual monitoring of Lazarus maneuvers is critical, with organizations and individuals needing to be proactive in safeguarding their systems and keeping abreast of advanced security measures. A collective effort and determination to stay ahead is required to combat such cyber threats like Lazarus. Stay plugged into Lazarus News for more updates on this evolving narrative. Thank you for joining us today as we delved into the world of cybersecurity, shedding light on the importance of safeguarding our digital lives and the ever-evolving landscape of threats that we must stay vigilant against.